We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I'm going to preface this by saying I know I'm going to sound grumpy. I'm not trying to, but I just have to vent.
Oh, sure, okay? Go ahead.
In fact, this might be a very special version of...
And that's all I need to know about you.
It's been a while. You know when... So I've been out sick for the last couple of days. Horrible sore throat.
Mm-hmm.
Other things, too. I don't want to gross you out. It's been, you know, a thing. But yet... You know, I not to sound mean, but I don't have anybody to go run out and get things
for me. Sure, you live alone. So and Roger the puppy can't drive.
Oh, man, I've tried. But no, he just can't grasp the whole, you know, steering wheel, shifting gears.
I have not, Father.
I know. So I had to go to CVS to pick up some things. And you know when you're not feeling well, everything irritates you anyway. And all you want to do...
is just get your stuff and get back home.
Just get back into your bed or out of your couch and get under your covers and just feel better with the things that you needed to get. So I dragged myself to CVS. First of all, horrible time of day to do so. Because all the workers who work in the industrial area of Carlsbad are going down Camino or El Camino Real to get to the 78.
Okay.
So the
heavy traffic.
Heavy traffic.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
That's annoying in its own right.
Ridiculous thinking on my part. So I'm mad at myself anyway. Finally get to CVS. Literally a 5-minute drive from my house took me 25 minutes to get there. So I finally get there. I grab the stuff I need to get. I'm waiting patiently for... I'm waiting impatiently to check out. And there's nobody behind the counter checking out, but they've got those self-checkouts. Fine, whatever. I kind of prefer that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
One out of three is working. The other two are blinking that they're not working. There's a woman who's using the one that's operational, and that's not working right. And I'm like, I just want to go home. Please just let me go home. I don't feel well. And finally, this poor CVS employee is running around looking for someone to help fix these self-counters.
Yes.
Comes running up. And he's like, I can help somebody over here. This guy comes out of nowhere. Like I'm invisible.
Uh-huh.
Walks right by me, puts his stuff on the counter. I'm like, excuse me.
Yes.
He's like, what? I said, there's a line. He's like, uh-huh. I'm checking my stuff out. I'm like, yeah, but there's a line.
Yes.
He looks at me like, I don't exist.
Wow.
And I'm waiting for the CVS guy to throw me a bone and say, hey, that guy was there first. But I can't blame him. This kid, maybe 18, freaking out.
Already so frazzled.
And CVSs are always jammed, right?
And I like how he said, I'm just checking out because none of you else were trying to check out. Like, what the hell?
I just don't understand.
It just is so dumb.
And I'm standing, I've clearly got my things in my hand. I was trying to even appear more frail.
That's funny.
Now, I did try to give the guy the benefit of the doubt. I took a look at what he had checking out. Maybe he was in a huge hurry.
Sure.
Maybe there's a sick relative at home.
Right, or maybe it was like diarrhea medicine or something.
Okay.
You're like, oh, God, he's got to have it now.
Believe me, I get that. Bottle of wine.
Well,
sometimes there is wine emergencies, let me tell you.
Not when you're sick. Not when you're you want to do is get home.
I had a complete different experience yesterday. I had to stop and I had to get some... jarred sauce, and as I was bagging up my stuff, I turned around and knocked one of the sauce jars onto the ground.
Oh no.
Shattered everywhere, right?
Sauce everywhere.
Yeah, and I went, ugh. I was wearing brand new shoes that are white with the silver sparkles. Yeah. It's only the second time I've ever worn them in my life, and I thought, oh man, I just ruined them. And not one thing got on me. Not one. And I thought the employees were going to be very upset because they had to come clean it up. And the one woman's like, no problem. And then all of a sudden this guy's there and he's got this little vacuum thing and he's like, oh, I got something for the spot. And I'm like, can I get another jar? And she goes, well, of course, you paid for it. Everyone was super nice and friendly and I broke something. What the hell?
So you had the exact opposite experience of what I had.
I know. Is that
weird? And you
weren't
even sick. And you had sparkly shoes.
What we've learned is once again, Tammy is the favorite of just the world.
I mean, it's bad enough you're favorite at work, but favorite in the world? Just in the way you live?
I swear it's all true. Anyone who was at the Vons yesterday here in Sara Mesa knows if they were in line with me, they know what happened. I'm sorry.
Poor John.
Thank you,
poor
producer John. Jessica.
We need to have like an international be nice to John Day.
Yes, I think we do.
Through it.
I think we do.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.